Well, let's take a look now at Kentucky for this week's Senate tracker. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is up against retired Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath, a Democrat who eked out a win in a tough primary last month. Ryland Barton is State House reporter for Kentucky Public Radio. Hi, Ryland.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with Amy McGrath. We mentioned she is a retired fighter pilot. She lost a run for a House seat in 2018, and she was asked on WHAS 11 TV in Louisville whether she has a real chance to beat McConnell. Here's what she said.
If we couldn't win, there was no path to defeat him, I wouldn't be in it, because we have to get rid of him. And this is too important not to. All right. So I believe we can do it because people are tired of him. They are tired of the dysfunction, not only here in Louisville, but all around Kentucky.
So as we mentioned, Amy McGrath just barely won that primary against Charles Booker, who was a more progressive candidate, an African-American, last month. But what more can you tell us about her campaign and what she's running on?
I think the main thing she's running on is her really impressive background. She was, a retired Marine fighter pilot. She was the first woman to fly in an FA-18 fighter jet in combat. You know, other than that, she's running as a moderate Democrat. She's on healthcare. She's in favor of a public option. This was something in the primary race. She was, the progressive Charles Booker was trying to run to the left of her on, being in favor of Medicare for all. And this is kind of her game plan, is that a moderate Democrat can win in Kentucky. It did happen last year. A moderate Democrat, Andy Beshear, won governor here over Matt Bevin, who's kind of a historically unpopular governor. And so she thinks that that's her path to win.
What about Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, who is focusing not just on his race against McGrath, but also on keeping Republicans in control of the Senate? He was recently asked on WDRB-TV in Louisville if he's worried that President Trump could lose the presidency and cause Republicans to lose the Senate.
I don't think enabling the Democrats to do whatever they would like to do to the country would be good for our future. And that would involve massive tax increases and moving us back in a slow growth direction from an economic point of view.
How is McConnell positioning himself in this race?
I think McConnell's just going to just be reminding Republicans that he's the one who, helped Donald Trump get two Supreme Court justices confirmed to the Supreme Court. You know, Kentucky is an increasingly Republican state. It's a conservative state. It still has a majority of Democrats registered here, but a lot of those Democrats vote Republican. And so he's trying to keep them all in the tent. I think something that's notable is that over the last couple of weeks, he has not been, running ads with Donald Trump in the background. I think that part of that is because of this moment of reawakening over racial injustice in the country. This is kind of Donald Trump and his worst moments. And this is something, images that he doesn't really want to tie himself to. He's also going to be running with coronavirus going on. He's proud of the coronavirus bills that have passed out of Congress so far, and it's going to be interesting to see in the next couple of weeks how this next coronavirus bill shapes up and what he's able to take out of that for his campaign going forward.
Has there been any polling on the race between McGrath and McConnell?
There hasn't really been in a while. The last poll that came up was actually a general Democratic opponent against McConnell, and showed, I think, that general Democratic opponent polling a few points behind McConnell. But yeah, there really has not been much public polling on this.
Now, since McConnell is the majority leader, is he able to command a lot of money coming in from the outside to help make sure he keeps his seat?
Certainly. McConnell is the helm of a big political apparatus that not only, funding his own reelection efforts, but other Republican reelection efforts. That apparatus gets funding from all over the country. And the same goes for Amy McGrath as well. This is a big race that's drawing a lot of attention, a lot of money already. Amy McGrath had raised at least, and this is at the beginning of June, $41 million so far in this campaign, which is kind of unheard of for a Kentucky Senate election. So, yeah, this is going to be a big spending fight.
That is Ryland Barton, State House reporter for Kentucky Public Radio. Ryland, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.